Is high fructose corn syrup the fentanyl of sugar? Yesterday, I spent a couple of hours on the beach sunbathing and arguing with a relative who won an Emmy for breaking the opioid story on 60 Minutes. I was trying to convince him that high fructose corn syrup is worse for you than regular sugar. The news had just dropped. Coca-Cola is pulling high fructose corn syrup out of regular Coke and going back to using cane sugar. 2 weeks ago, I wrote that high fructose corn syrup should be classified as a Schedule 1 drug. Now, here I was trying to convince someone who actually exposed corporate cover-ups that my comparison wasn't crazy. "They're both bad for you," he said. "I know," I replied, "but high fructose corn syrup is worse. If sugar is heroin, high fructose corn syrup is fentanyl." He nodded and closed his eyes, so I pulled out my phone and started digging into studies and articles until my battery died. Are sugar and high fructose corn syrup the same? My relative was partly right. Sugar isn't good for us, but sugar and high fructose corn syrup don't work the same way in your body. Here's why. Table sugar. Regular sugar, sucrose, is natural. It's made up of two sugars bonded together, 50% glucose and 50% fructose. When you eat it, your gut enzymes break the glucose and fructose apart before absorption. This takes time and slows down how fast the fructose hits your bloodstream and liver. High fructose corn syrup. Factories make high fructose corn syrup by processing cornstarch into syrup. Unlike regular sugar, high fructose corn syrup is made up of free glucose and free fructose. They're free because they're not stuck together and have no bonds to break. The most common type has 55% fructose and 45% glucose. Since these sugars are already separated, they hit your bloodstream and liver like a freight train. Why high fructose corn syrup hits harder? Faster absorption. Your gut doesn't need to break anything down. The sugars flood your bloodstream faster than regular sugar. Liver overload. Your liver handles almost all fructose. Too much fructose turns into fat. This is why people get fatty liver disease without drinking alcohol. More inflammation. Studies show high fructose corn syrup raises inflammation markers in your body more than regular sugar does. Hidden everywhere. High fructose corn syrup costs way less than regular sugar. 35 cents versus $1 per pound. So companies put it in almost everything. Sodas, bread, sauces, snacks. It's hard to avoid eating too much. Weight gain. A 2010 Princeton study gave rats either high fructose corn syrup water or sugar water. The rats drinking high fructose corn syrup gained 48% more weight than the sugar rats, even when they ate the same number of calories. Back to the beach. "We're not rats," my relative said with a grin. True, but 42% of Americans are obese and 93% have metabolic problems, I said back. "We're not rats, but look at the human proof." "Other studies on humans show no difference," he said, ever the journalist weighing both sides. "Fair," I said, "but most of those studies were paid for by Coca-Cola and Corn Refiners Association. Isn't that worth questioning?" He opened one eye, smiled, and said, "That's a good point." 2 weeks ago, I argued that high fructose corn syrup should be classified as a Schedule 1 drug. My relative's response today? Sometimes the best validation comes from the people who know corruption best. If only we could take the politics out of health discussions.